No, he ought to get a different. Yeah, it's made like a biscuit dough, and it would be made from, you have an egg in it, you know.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Did you ever put eggs in cornbread?
Yes, I usually put an egg in my cornbread.
Did it? Would you call it still cornbread?
Yes, it's still be cornbread.
What about, you ever heard of egg bread?
I've heard of, but I've never made what you call egg bread.
Did you ever hear of spoon bread?
Mm-hmm. I've made spoon bread. I call them drop biscuits.
Drop biscuits?
Yeah, you just make it up kind of like a batter, you know, and drop it in your pans and bake it.
It's baked. It's
yeah.
Not fried.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's baked in individual biscuits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should go turn that light off.
Did you ever hear of corn dodgers?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I never did know what a corn dodger was.
I still don't. What about a kind of bread that you sometimes fry in the grease from where you fried fish?
That's hush puppies.
How do you make hush puppies? What do they make? What do you
They're made from cornmeal. They made from cornmeal.
Put anything else?
Yeah, onion. You chop up onions. And salt. And you put, no, you don't put celery seeds in hush puppies. No, she doesn't. You have to put your baking powder in. It's just made more or less like you're going to make cornbread. Only you don't make it up as thin. You make it up in a, kind of a stiff one.
Did you ever, what's corn pone? Is that different?
Well, that's just a pone of cornbread. That's just
what's
baked in the stove.
What's
I don't know.
It's
just
it
a, it's just, no, it's just a cake of cornbread.
I see. But if you baked your cornbread,
be a corn
in a pan, it would be a corn pone.
It came from the old Dutch oven way of baking corn pones. They used to make them in the three sisters, they called them. I've heard my grandmother talk about made what they called the three sisters. And I think that was called a pone.
What's the three
corn
sisters?
Pone. Well, you put three in the Dutch oven and make three about this size.
Three
things
pones.
Of corn, yeah.
Called
them the three sisters.
Y'all are gonna make potato pones too.
What?
Potato pones.
Potato pones,
potato pones, how are those made?
They're made, you grate sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes?
Uh-huh. And you put your sugar and eggs and cream or milk or something in it and spices.
It's like you need cornbread
and make corn. Right. Oh, talk about good. Oh, I love potato pones.
Is it, baked?
Baked. Uh-huh, you bake. No, it's baked in the oven, and then you slice it.
Is it sweet like a
Yes,
cake?
Sweet. Uh-huh.
Or do you eat it with your meal, or is it
No, you just eat it. You just eat it any way you want it, but it's real good. It's a dessert.
On it, like
no.
Syrup or
no.
Ice cream?
No, you just cut it and eat it. Yeah. Oh, it's delicious. I love
it. Sounds good.
I love potato pie.
Is it different from,
different
sweet
from
sweet potato? Oh,
like a potato pie. Now that you boil your potatoes to make potato pies or potato custard, anything like that. They're boiled, but you grate these raw.
I see.
And then you mix it up and bake it.
I
hadn't
heard of that.
Oh, delicious!
Did you ever make it?
Oh yeah, I make. I made one this past winter.
Did you?
I had some sweet potatoes.
Referring to the two places where you get your bread, really, you'll say whether there's homemade bread and there's
dog bread.
All right. You ever make donuts?
I have. It's been years ago.
How were they made?
Well, you can make the yeast donuts or the cake donuts. You know.
What's the difference then?
Well, the yeast ones have yeast in them.
Yeah. Then what are their ingredients, really?
Well, you put the cake donut, it's more like a fried cake, you know, it tastes more cakey-like than the yeast. They rise real high, you know.
Do they all have holes in them?
Yeah, if you...
Do they have to have a hole to be called a donut?
Yes, I think they do.